Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're live in the UK, but broadcasting all over the world. We're right here in Blog Talk Radio, right here in Mike Spirit FM, in GH Talk Radio, and right here in Spreaker, and you're welcome. If you want to call into the show today, you're more than welcome to. The numbers you need to call in, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001, then 760-283-4611. If you want to call via Skype, that way it's free. You can do so if you go over to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you will see the Skype button. Just hit that, and then that's how you're going to come straight through to the studio to myself and to my wonderful guest. And I say a wonderful guest because, you know, I know that my guest has been on the show several times before. And, you know, every single time that my guest is here with us, you know, I know that the spirit world is bouncing around me. I feel the energy is electric. And not only do I feel that electricity between us, I certainly know that in the next few days that we will be meeting each other. And that's our Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Oh, you know, Sarah, I can't stop beaming. You know, it was my daughter's birthday yesterday. It was my dog's birthday. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, what a wonderful September it really is. Because not only is it the birthdays, the dog, my daughter, you know, I'm coming out to America to be
with Sarah. Yeah, it's interesting. Here in South Florida, Mike, we've had some rainy weather. And I was thinking, oh, bloody hell, this man is bringing the rain to us. I was like, oh, we always have sunny days, and I feel like I'm in England because every day it's rainy and overcast here these past few weeks. I was like, what is going on? They're getting ready for you, so you feel at home.
That's what it is, you know, but it's been a bit of a role reversal because here in the UK, Sarah, particularly in Wales, where I'm from, it's been lovely. The last few weeks has been lovely. Today was a bit, you know, it's been wet. It's been very rainy here today. And, you know, the funniest thing, Sarah, was that my neighbours, I'd done some work for my neighbours because, as you know, I'm a builder. And they bought a caravan, and the caravan wouldn't go up and down the drive because it was too steep. So I decided, you know, that we will level the drive out a bit, you know, reconcrete the drive and take a few walls down and put a few walls up and everything else. So, you know, I'd done the drive. And I didn't get a caravan in and out perfectly without any bother there. But, you know, I didn't have time to build the walls.
Mm.
I woke up this morning, and it was a lovely sunny morning this morning here in Wales. And I stuck my head out to the back door, and I see my neighbour. I said, I will be there in the next maybe 10, 15 minutes, and I'll make a start on the walls because I know that you're keen to have it done before I go away. Oh, wonderful, she said. So I came in, I shut the door, flicked the kettle on, made myself a cup of tea. And before I knew it, there was so much noise. And I was like, what's all that? I looked out to the back and it was tipping down with rain. you know, well, obviously I couldn't work in the rain because obviously the cement wouldn't be very good. You know, it'd run everywhere. So, you know, it was impossible to do that work. So I'm thinking maybe this is the spirit's way of saying, you know, Michael, just have a nice day today. And that's what I've done, Sarah. I've enjoyed my day today. I must be honest. I've, you know, done a little running around. I've done a little shopping. I've had my dinner at my sister's. I've played with the dog. I bought the dog some new toys today, and bless him.
And that would be your dog, Marley, right? Because I just see your dog on Facebook here.
That's him. That's Marley. And he's three now. And I bought him some toys here. And I bought this one. And I want to tell you about this one I bought him. And it says on the packaging, it says, Doggy teeth, denture care. And, you know, it's a plastic thing that's really durable, you know, and strong. And I thought, hey, watch him chew that up. You know, that's what I thought. You know, and within 10 seconds, the top had gone off it. And within 20 seconds, the bottom had gone off it. And now he's got a little small little thing left that he's chewing on. And I'm thinking to myself, was that a good move or was it a bad move? But, you know, Marley enjoyed it. And I suppose that's what's important, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the dog's birthday, and people have to understand that animals are just such a wonderful way to connect with spirit and to be with just unconditional love. And sometimes when we're surrounding ourselves in our busy schedule and sometimes individuals in our business, career lives, our personal lives, things aren't as unconditional. So it's always wonderful to spend that quality time with animals. And I have two cats and two dogs, so I know the feeling of just wanting to make sure that they're taken care of and that they're enjoying their existence here with us as well, because they're our responsibility.
Of course, you know, and you know, I love Marley to death. I really do, you know. And I feel a little bit sad for leaving Marley, but, you know, Sarah, I'm not really, because I think he's going to have a ball when I'm gone, because the young boy that's going to be minding him, saying young, you know, he's not that young. He's just a little older, younger than myself. He's going to be minding Marley. He's going to be staying here with Marley. But he has a dog as well that looks exactly like Marley, because she's a boxer dog. And notice that when she is a boxer dog,
right,
and Marley's a he.
So right.
Imagine the fun that Marley's going to have when I'm away.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, just someone to play with and just be like, wow, this is interesting. He's got a little, you never know, you might come home to puppies, Mike. You better watch it.
Well, you know, that's one thing I can't have running around here is puppies, you know. But, you know, that's the idea, you know. James, bless his heart, he wants to breed Marley, because he's always had Marley, particularly when I've been working away or I've had to go away to do demonstrations. You know, James has always had Marley, and I'm really grateful for that, because it's nice to know that Marley's been taken care of dearly. And, you know, but it's even nicer now knowing that James has his own dog, which is a, you know, a pure pedigree, a boxer, just like Marley. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe the puppy stage wasn't that bad, even though when I think of him, people remind me. You know, Sarah, I used to have a nice wooden floor when you came into my hallway. Hence, there was a used to until Marley ate the floor.
Yes.
I used to have nice kitchen cupboards until Marley ate the cupboards.
Yes.
I used to have a door on the kitchen until Marley ate the door.
Oh.
But, you know, my youngest children going, Dad, please have another one. Please have it. You've got to have his son or his daughter. You've got to have him. I'm thinking, you know, could I physically go through that again?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you'll know when the time is right. And you know what? When the great divine decides that you are going to, you know, have puppies running amok, then that will happen. But until then, you just look at what has been altered into a different physical state than it originally was, and it's an original pristine beauty that you purchased it at, or you know, took it upon to have in your life. So there you go. I mean, it happens. It does happen. You know, animals can, well, kind of mess things up from a human standpoint, but they bring us so much joy that you learn to look the other way.
Most definitely, you know, and that's one thing I've learned to do with Marley is to say, okay, you know, he is just learning. And, you know, say that, you know, he's getting much better now. I will say that he is getting so much better. You know, I know that without any doubt that, you know, I can come home from work and I don't kind of, the first thing I don't do now is look to see what Marley's done, because I'm quite confident that he's been good. And, you know, for the past few months, quite a few months, I would say, you know, maybe the past year, he is settling right down, so I'm really pleased for him. So no, he's doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And actually, one of my listeners who is joining us, she just sent me a message on Facebook. She commented that animals are healers, mind, body, and soul. They come here to save us. So it's so important to honor our animals. So people are listening to us, and they're on with us, Mike, and Facebook, and so many here in South Florida, and I have to say here in the United States, because we have many people who are going to be in town for a big celebration that we're having here at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. So I cannot even say that just South Florida is excited to see you. We have people who are flying in from other parts of the country to be a part of the celebration, particularly because I told them you were going to be for a rare event here in the United States. So everyone is all abuzz here. We're very excited to have you taking part of our celebration for the Archangels, particularly the Archangel Michael, who is who we will be honoring at the Expedito Enlightenment Center on September 29th, and we're going to broadcast that live, that whole event. We actually have children, Mike, who have been practicing singing a few songs to honor the angel, but I also have told them, we have a special guest. And they're like, oh, and they're right away thinking it's Santa Claus. I said, no, it's Mike Davies from the UK. And they're like, okay, we're so excited. So they're very excited to be welcoming you on the 29th. And then our family base, I have to call them family here, our clientele, our family base, are very excited to welcome you because you're going to be doing a gallery that is going to be taking place in our center. But what's wonderful about that is that you're going to be doing a gallery that's going to be open to a group, and that's going to be Friday, and that's going to be Friday, October 5th. And that's a great event because people are looking forward to hearing messages in a group setting. And then to have you on the 6th of September, the very next day, so this is not a vacation, Mike. Let me make sure you understand that you are going to keep the pace of Sarah Spiritual. And when you see the pace of Sarah Spiritual, you're going to be like, whoa. So we are going to be going at full speed because the next day, September 6th, you're going to be doing private readings, one-on-one sessions with individuals, and they can learn more about this on the Sarah Spiritual website or on Facebook and on your website as well. And then the next day, what a wonderful weekend we're going to have. The next day we're going to be doing on October 7th, you and I are going to be doing a joint gallery where we're going to be giving messages to the public and passing on messages from their loved ones from the other side. And then whatever else we jam in between all that, which I'm sure other things are going to pop up. I already have a good sense of some other things that are just going to magically manifest between the Archangel Michael party on the 29th and the 7th. I just know more things are going to happen.
You know, Sarah, and that's the wonderful thing about spirit and spiritualism. And you know, if we place our trust, which is something that I have done a long time ago, and I know that's something that you've done, is place our trust in the spirit, and they will always take us where we need to be and put things in front of us, what needs to happen. And you know, when we agreed, not so much agreed, but when we said, okay, I will come over and visit and do some work out in the USA. You know, since then, it's been in the planning. You know, even we've been planning, but we've been planning the finer details, you know, the flights and the place. But, you know, the spirit have been planning, you know, all the other things that goes along with it. And, you know, we can partake on what's going to happen. As you just said, you know, the gallery readings I'm be doing on my own, the gallery readings I'm doing with yourself, the day of readings, I'm sure that the spirit has lots more in store for me of when, you know, as we've labeled it, the UK meets the USA tour. And I'm sure that the spirit will have a surprise in store for not just me, but for yourself as well.
Yes, I'm very excited. And I look back and I'm brought back to a class that I just taught this past weekend. On Friday, I taught a class on walking the path that Spirit had given me information. And I was explaining to everyone that Spirit is very firm in the following matter. You can ask for what you would like to have happen. You can send your request to the heavens and they will hear and they will honor you. You need to be still and you need to be patient, and everything you've ever asked for will come for you. It's when you push and you force it to happen that you miss the boat altogether and things get complicated, because everything as you envision it to be can be, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a location, a situation, if you're looking for a situation to change. And in our case, what you and I did last summer, when we first did our first radio show together, is we made a joke. Ah, many a truth is said in jest.
Yeah.
You and I made that joke. And then you probably sat there and said, well, I did always hope to go to the United States. And I thought, it'd be really cool to have someone from the UK come and hang out with us. And next thing you know, we didn't go chasing it.
No.
We didn't talk every night on the phone or Skype back and forth and say, can't wait for you to get here. This is going to be exciting. We didn't plan every detail. We just let it unfold.
You know, Sarah, I want to just say a little story there, because before our very first show, you know, I turned to the Spirit because something major happened in my life. Well, not major, but something happened in my life that I had to let go of things, which I'm not going
right.
to say because, you know, it's not fair and it's not right. But, you know, I had to let a few things go, and it was, you know, I was quite devastated of this, and I was quite upset about it. And, you know, I said to the Spirit, I remember going to bed that evening and saying, Spirit, you know, if it's meant to be this way forever, for me to work the way I am, then that's fine. But, you know, if it's meant for things to develop and things to move on, then I feel now as maybe I need some encouragement to kind of go forward. Because, you know, as I said, you know, I was upset, I was hurt, I was kind of devastated.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, we got together again on a radio show, and we was just chatting as we are now. Then after that show, then we said, we're going to do this.
Right.
It was like, you know, you've asked and you've given. But not only that, Sarah, you know, only a few weeks later, you know, I had a... You know, I always remember, you know, I was doing that again. You know, Robert, bless him, our producer, wasn't with us that time, and I was working the switchboard. And this may have been for the, you know, I was quite new to it, so I was still nervous of it. So you know, I wasn't really sure. So I was a bit all over the place. I had a wonderful call that came in. I was fortunate enough to be able to screen the call before it came on, and there was this lovely lady that said her name was Brifta, and she was from Norway. And I said, oh, hi, Norway. It's nice to know that Norway is listening. So I put it in the caller queue, and then I looked back in the call, and I couldn't find her, and she disappeared. I thought, oh, bless, she's dropped, you know. And as soon as the show finished, I went on to my Facebook page and checked my Facebook page, and there it was, a friend's request from Brifta. And I was like, is this the same lady? This is a coincidence. It can't be the same lady. And when I clicked into it, I accepted. And it was the same lady. And we chatted on Skype for probably hours after the show. And straight away, the invitation was there for me to go to Norway. And I was like, wow, you know, the power of Spirit, it's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, you put that thought out there, and what comes back is absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, especially when the thought you put out there is in alignment with the divine. Very often we'll have these thoughts in our head of this is what I should do or this is how it should be. And it may not be possible at the time, maybe impossible for you at this point in your life or forever. It really depends what your journey is meant to be. But when you speak something that is in alignment with the divine's intention, and I believe when you're tuned into Spirit on a regular basis and you really have that connection, as you do, Mike, as many people do, because so many are bringing themselves closer to the spirit world on a basis that's daily now because we feel this intense need to, when we listen to Spirit, it's almost as if Spirit put the idea in your head. Not, it wasn't Mike Davies. It wasn't Sarah Spiritual. It wasn't this lovely woman in Norway. Something compels you. Something says, you know, I think I want to do this. And the minute you say, I think I want to do this, and it is exactly the right thing for the right time in the right place, everything falls in order immediately. It's when you make a move, you make a change, you make a decision, and things just don't work that you sit there and say, hey, was I listening to my intellect, my ego, or was I following Spirit? Was my wish and desire more selfish, self-centered, or driven by some outside, you know, force that's not in alignment with divine? Or was it something that was divinely timed? And when you speak to the divine and you are in tune with Spirit, you're always going to be dead on. You'll be in the right place. There may be a hiccup, but it's not going to be this roller coaster of things. Things will unfold in a very natural progression. And for all of the listeners listening to us, and I know sometimes people are saying, well, okay, well, how does that apply to me? How does the story of how Mike Davies came to come to the United States and Sarah Spiritual One Day is going to the UK, how does that
Definitely.
Impact us? And the message, and I want to make sure the listeners understand that the message is you too can have everything happen just as magically as you have, Mike, just as magically as I have. I wouldn't own a storefront, a spiritual center, if the idea didn't come in my head and I didn't speak it to myself, really not even out loud to anyone. I just said, this is what I'm going to do. I said it and everything transformed in my life. Everything went in a million directions just to place me in the right place in the right time.
You know, I must say at this point, it is thanks to someone that brought us together, Sarah, because, you know, obviously, I'm in the UK, you're in the USA, and, you know, there was no way of us meeting, but there was someone. And again, you know, I believe that this spirit intuition there that brought us together in... so that we was able to talk to each other, to chat about the shows, because I know that you know that your radio shows is very popular, and I know that you do two shows, isn't it? And
yes.
I know that this gentleman had listened to your show, and you know, before I made contact with, I kind of scouted you out, said I listened to your show and thought, let's see what the Sailor Spiritual is all about.
You sneaky devil.
Yeah. And, you know, I listened to you, Sarah, and I thought, you know, I have to have this lady on my show. You know, such a wonderful energy, a wonderful light around you. And, you know, that's when we made contact. And, you know, I'm so pleased for that gentleman. Paul Parker is a gentleman, you know. And, you know, I extend my greatest thanks to Paul for joining us together, because, you know, it's been absolutely amazing journey up until now. And I'm sure, you know, let's exclude just for a second the next 3 days, because it's only 3 days now we'll be in the USA. I know it's a few more days before we meet, but only the next 3 days I will be in the USA. You know, let's just exclude that, you know, and thanks to Paul that we've come together like this, you know, just to do a radio show together. It's absolutely amazing because of the energy between us. You know, illuminates and fills the studios with light, love, and upliftment, you know.
Right.
And look what's come over. You know, in 3 days I will be in the USA, and it's, what, 5 days until we actually meet?
Till the big celebration for Archangel Michael, absolutely.
No,
yes.
I can't wait to hear you sing, Sarah, because I know that you've got a wonderful voice. I know that I've heard you sing a few times. But it's going to be wonderful to actually hear you sing, hear the children sing, you know. I know I've got somebody that's coming out with me that, you know, deals with and all that kind of stuff, you know, with the singers and young children. He actually coaches young children in choirs. He coaches two choirs, solo artists. You know, he does a fantastic job with the children. I know that he's going to be thrilled to bits just to see these young children that... I'll say that you've been helping towards, you know, nurturing, if you like, to bring them along. Because, you know, it's confidence, isn't it? You know, I know that, you know, I've got a niece that sings, and I know I've played her songs a few times on this network. And, you know, when she first started, came into to myself to come and visit and to, you know, sing a little song or two, the nerves are so tearing her apart, you know. And just a few months in, you know, she came up and seen Gwyn, and we'd done some recording with her, and then she was started coming out to a few of my demonstrations and singing in small audiences, to where now she'd be confident to stand in front of a theatre full of people and sing her heart out, you know. And it's absolutely amazing. So Sarah, you know what I'm saying to you, that you know, thanks to people like yourself, even though that it's not you know, it might not be because we want to train them as a medium, but giving them that confidence, to give children confidence, you know, it means so much, doesn't it? Because I know that it's such a lack today, particularly around here where I'm from in Wales. There's not a lot for children to actually do, but to have that confidence to get up on stage and to sing, No, I applaud that. I really do. So well done, Sarah.
Thank you. For
taking the time, because, you know, it takes a lot, doesn't it? Because I know that Gwyn, and bless his heart, I've been there several times when he's been trying to get his choir together. And I think, you know, God, I wish I had his patience. You know, he could have like 30 children. And try and keep an order of like 30 children to do one thing. It's unbelievable. And you know, he says to me, Michael, it's easy. You just give them the material. Even though they may chit-chat all the way through the session and half of them might not be interested, but those half that doesn't look like they're interested, boy, they learn the song the best. And, you know, they kind of boom it out. And, you know, I've taken this on board with my children, even though that they might not listen to me sometimes, but I know it's going in. And, you know I can recite things and they will just tell me all about it, and it's wonderful. So, you know, I thank Gwyn and yourself for giving me encouragement, particularly with my children, and giving the children that encouragement to go on. So let's talk a little bit more about our trip, because I know I've got lots going on this year. I know that on the 29th, we got the party, the
right.
Angel Michael party, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's going to be broadcasted live in 4WBZ radio, is that right?
That's going to be at W4CY. W4CY.
Okay, I do apologize. W4CY, and people can get that on the internet, can they?
Right, and it's an international radio station, so they just have to go to www.w4cy.com, and they'll be able to tune in to the radio show, and then you and I are going to be doing a radio show live from W4CY just a few days after that, too. So, I mean, we've got a lot going on.
We have.
We do. I was just thinking about it. I was like, wow, we're busy every day doing something.
Yeah, and I do want to say as well, you know, I will be staying at Orlando, which is, and I know it's a little drive away from yourself, isn't it, Orlando?
It is. It is.
And, you know, I've been blessed, and I'll say I'm blessed because, you know, I've done a few other shows with another producer, another host of In Blog Talk Radio, a lady called Cara. Cara Thompson, and I know that she does a wonderful show. And you know, Sarah, I may have to hook you up with Cara because she does a beautiful show, you know, throughout the week on her network called Strange Days Indeed Radio. And you know, she's asked me, you know, would I be able to do something when I'm in Orlando? And you know, we're working out the dates and trying to get the timing right. And you know, I am able to do something with Cara. And you know, it's I'm pleased to know that Cara has been working hard, particularly the last few days. Cara's found a venue. She has tickets that's available. It's posted on my Facebook, and obviously the event with yourself, Sarah, is posted on my Facebook. And let me give that Facebook link out now. It's Mike Davis Medium. Come over and have a look. There's the two events there. The one event, the UK meets the USA. That's the time I'm going to be spending with yourself, Sarah. And then there's another poster there with myself, and that's the time I'm going to be spending with Cara, which is going to be absolutely fantastic, you know. And as I said, I need to hook you up with Cara. She's a wonderful person and a wonderful host as well. And I'm sure that, you know, even though that you're not that far away from each other, I know that the energy between you will just illuminate. I know that one of my producers has posted the link to W4CY Radio. So that's going to be on the 29th, isn't it?
Yes.
Of October. And that is where the Expedito Enlightenment Center will be broadcasting live the party of Archangel Michael party. And that's where I will be on the 29th. And what time is that going to be going on from till this era?
The 29th of September is the Archangel Michael celebration, and that's actually less than a week away. It is at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here live, and the party goes to about 8:30. It's about 3 hours. The prayer circle is probably the most amazing part of the event because everyone gathers within the center. So we have several hundred people who will be standing holding their candle vigil, and we will begin our prayer circle. We have anywhere from 100 people at these events to 300 people. It really, I guess, depends on people's schedules and such, but it is complimentary to the community. We supply food and drink and, of course, some entertainment. But the prayer circle when everyone comes together, and I'm going to give you a heads up now, Mike, we will ask you to contribute in the prayer circle, so you have a heads up. You can prepare. We will give a message from Spirit, and often some of our clients will, or family members, I really don't like the word clients, but they'll step forward and they'll be thankful. They'll give gratitude that a year prior at the last Archangel Michael party or another one of our celebrations that they were granted their miracle, that they were granted a healing or a financial matter was lifted from their shoulders and they're no longer burdened or a health issue has been resolved or healed. However, it has come to fruition. They speak on it and it's very, very powerful. And people talk about, you know, they love to come and eat the food and drink and watch the radio show. But for them, the prayer circle is really where it's at because that is what they come for. It's amazing. You're giving, you know, some sodas, some sandwiches, some chips, something simple we feed the community. But they're coming for the miracle. They're coming for the connection with Spirit. And what I love about the divine is that's free. And it's there for all of us to take. And it just, the group is amazing. So I just know that if you think you're flying high, just landing here in the United States, way do you stand in this prayer circle? It is such an amazing event. Yep. And again, it's September 29th at 5:30 to about 8:30 p.m. And we'll have the children singing, and it'll just be wonderful.
Okay, and that's going to be, if it's 5 p.m. Eastern time, that's going to be 10 p.m. UK time. So UK listeners, please come and join us. The link is in the chat room. It's w4cy.com. I'll say that again because I made a mistake, as I always do say that. It's www.w4cy.com.
Correct.
And everyone can come and join us and listen to it. And that's at 10 p.m. UK time. I know that we'll have a show on that time, but that's fine. I know that we're going to be welcoming a new host, Yosira, while I'm away. We're going to be welcoming Grant Collier, who will be starting on Friday the 5th of next month. So I'm really looking forward to that. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there for Grant's first show, but I know that, you know, the rest of the hosts, I've had a chat to the rest of them, and they're all going to be here for him. And I hope that all of the listeners will join Grant, because I know he's a fantastic medium himself, and he really is. And it's going to be a pleasure to welcome him to the Mike Spirit FM family, because I feel that's what we are, a family. So, Sarah, we've got a busy 2 weeks in front of us. Again, I just want to just mention Orlando. I will be live in Orlando. I know that Strange Days Indeed is in our chat room. That's our wonderful Cara. Cara, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart as well for doing this. So if anybody wants the information, either go over to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. The two events are there, or message Strange Days Indeed there, and I'm sure that Cara will be able to help you with everything. But you know, Sarah, I'm just looking down at the clock here, and I can't believe we're already past a quarter way through the show. We haven't gone to any callers. We haven't played any music whatsoever. You know, just fly when we're having fun.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I know that I'm sure that the board is lighting up, right?
You know, it's flashing in front of my eyes. Really, I must say that, and you know, I know that our wonderful one of our wonderful producers has lined up some songs for me because, you know, Sarah, I'm going to tell you a little secret. You know, I was dashing back today because, as I said, it was my eldest daughter's birthday yesterday, and something happened, which I'm not going to say live on it because it's not fair, and she had to go home. And you know, I picked her up today for lunch, and she stayed with me until because I do another show on a Sunday earlier than this show, and I finished that radio show and drove her back to Cardiff, which is about maybe 25-minute drive there, 25-minute drive back. And I was dashing back, and I said to the other producer, Ken, there, I said, Ken, please load up some music ready for me. I'm not going to have the time, and bless his heart, he has done that. So I'm not sure which songs I just have the name of the artist in front of me, which is fine. I can dig that because, you know, I like what Ken has put up. So I'm going to let you choose, Sarah. It's either going to start with B, C, or J. Give me a letter there. B, C, or J.
We're going with C. C for Cosmos. There we go, Cosmos.
So let me press this and let's see what happens.
Young girl, don't cry. I'll be ready when your world starts to fall.
That was absolutely beautiful song. Thank you, Ken, for loading that one up there for me. Sarah, did you enjoy that one?
I thought that was a wonderful song. I was like, my goodness, I picked a great one. I've never heard that one before.
Well, that was by Christina Aguilera. You know, I don't think I've heard that one before, and you know, I think I'll be playing that one a few more times because I enjoyed that one. Okay, so should we go to some callers now, Sarah?
I think we need to. I think that they're waiting anxiously.
I think they are. Okay, let's bring on the first one. It's and I've already screened the call. It's you know, I'm getting myself into a bit of trouble. Even my spelling's getting worse. I think it may be it's area code 404. Hi, can we take your name, please?
It's Tanisha.
You know, my spelling is getting really worse, isn't it? Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
From where, sorry?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just want to know about my job situation and... I don't know, just any job.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let me hand you over to Sarah. And Sarah, if you don't mind, what we'll do, I think, because we need to prepare ready for when I come over and meet you and work with you. I think we'll work together on all the callers. Is that okay for you, Sarah?
That works perfectly for me. And I was laughing because I'm thinking, all right, while you're dialing up someone from the other side, let me begin by asking our caller their birthday, please. What's your birthday?
December 9th. Do you need the year?
Okay. No, I don't need the year. And your first name again, I didn't quite hear it.
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha, okay. What Spirit is showing me is that you've been feeling blocked in many areas of your life. It's like every time you try to move forward in the past, they give me the number 3, it seems the past 3 months, we're just kind of hitting a block. And there seems to be one particular person that you have a question about that's causing you some discomfort, and it seems to have a personal connection to you, and I get a romantic connection. Is there one particular individual you want to ask me a question about?
Oh, my ex-boyfriend.
Yes, but that's still weighing heavy on your heart. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Some unfinished karmic business between the two of you. You two are still kind of tied together in the emotional realm. What is your question regarding him?
I just felt unsafe. I felt like he was going to try to attack me.
Well, there's a karma between the two of you. I don't feel that he's going to do anything that's going to cause you any physical harm, but I just feel that you need to release some of this energy between the two of you, because it's almost as if they describe him as someone who really wants to keep you beneath him. It's almost like a bully mentality. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, he just likes to be controlling.
Yeah, well, that's a bully to me. Spirit says they want you to know that although you're feeling a little tenuous and stuck and off balance, they want you to know this, that there is someone else coming soon. You just need to finish this connection, because I feel that you and this individual, the way Spirit shows me, have had some on again, off again. It's just like he pulled you back in a couple of times. And now you need to say, I am done. This no longer serves my higher good. And I cut the cords of karma. I dismiss this. It is no longer part of my life. And you need to release it, so that he cannot reattach himself to you. He's almost like a spiritual vampire. He sucks your energy, he sucks your luck, and it really doesn't allow you to blossom the way you need to. Does this make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But there is someone else coming.
I cut him off so many times, and I said I was cutting the cord, and I don't know why he keeps coming back.
Well, you can ask Archangel Michael, it is his official honor day on the 29th of September, whether you're here in South Florida celebrating or not, that is the Archangel Day, the 29th of September. And you can ask Archangel Michael to assist you with this using his sword of protection to cut that cord of karma, to sever it because it's unhealthy, and to release you from this karmic contract. Because this man is really just wants to feed off your energy. It's not so much about physically hurting you as it is he wants to feed off your energy. And, you know, Spirit kind of made a joke earlier on. It's like, you know, he felt so comfortable in the beginning, and you gave so much so quickly that it's to him, it's like a sure way to hook back into you because you're a nice person. It, and Spirit made the joke of, well, he's like a cat. She fed him once and he keeps coming back. So you have to pull away that environment of it's okay and, you know, it's nurturing or even listening to him or allowing him to communicate in any form or fashion. That's text message, email. We must dismiss it and cut it. And when he gets word through a friend or a family, which I feel he has tried to give you messages through other people or show up where he knows you're going to be so that he can communicate with you, you have to just turn and walk away and just say no in the physical form, and someone else is coming soon. Mike, what did you have to add for our caller?
You know, as you were speaking this earlier, you know, I know that I was aware of a lady that drove close around you there. And I know that as this lady communicates, I believe I want to link her to your mum's side, your family, because I know that she comes to my mum's side here. I believe that this lady would have been very strong in your life, very vibrant in your life. Very much the kind of lady that I want to put her like a motherly feeling, because I know that she wraps her arms around me as like a mother would of when she was here with us. But she makes me aware that the latter part of her life was very difficult for her. She was a fighter and she fought right into the last moment, she tells me. So long as she had breath in her lungs, she kept going, because I know that's the way that she certainly comes through. Do you understand why I have you?
Yeah, that's my grandmother.
Your grandmother, perfect, because I know that, you know, that's what she wants to do is you know, fly her banner tall and proud, okay, and just see to you that she's always by the side of you, supporting you, guiding you every step of the way. She talks to me that there's a few things in your life that you would want me to address at the moment as she's with me, and she says to me, let's address your pattern of life, because I feel as if you feel as if your life is, one minute is up in cloud nine, the next minute it's like down, right down in the bottom there, and I feel that at the moment that you feel as if you're slipping down, and I know that she says to me, instead of feeling slipping down, it's like I want to put you up, put you back up on where you need to be, place you back on your road, on your pathway, because I know that there's a, you know, there certainly is a wonderful pathway in front of you, if I can say that there to you. And as that wonderful pathway illuminates and emanates, I know that you will shine. But you know, you sometimes are you there? Is that right?
I'm sorry, I can hear you. It was breaking up.
Okay, I said that sometimes you are your own worst enemy. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because you don't give yourself enough credit, you don't give yourself enough go, if you like, okay? You always kind of put yourself down a little. And I know I want to say that you, instead of putting yourself down, I want to escalate you forward and just say to you that no matter what, that you will always be by the side of you, okay? You have your faith in your spirit world and they won't take you far wrong. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes.
Okay, Tanisha, thank you very much for calling. And remembering, you can download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, let's go to the next caller. And I do believe it's Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Lorraine. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Tempe, Arizona.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm calling about my home because I have the strongest feeling, and have had for a few months, that there's somebody else here with me, and they're lost.
Okay. Okay. Let me hand you over to Sarah first of all while I make my link to the spirit world, okay? And we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Your first name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. And Lauren, may I have a birthday, please?
9/27.
Okay. That's a very powerful number, Lauren. I just, Spirit wants me to tell you that. It's got a lot of, it's actually for you a lucky number. So if you ever play the lottery or something, be sure to include those numbers. I'm very hooked to the spirit world with numbers. And when Sarah Spiritual gives out numbers, like a cash 3 number, and I tell someone to play it, it does come. Let me walk through your house a minute where you reside. Because there's a heaviness in your house. It's almost like there's an uncomfortable feeling that I feel. And I almost feel as if I really feel you. Not only do you sense something, but it's almost like you've heard something. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, it's like, I'm not even going to say something dropping. I don't hear something dropping. It's just you feel like you hear noises that are out of norm for the environment with which you live. Does this make sense to you?
absolutely.
And I also see that you're not resting right. You're waking up in the middle of the night, as are other members of your family. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And this energy, this entity, you describe them as lost, and I'm going to describe them as someone who, I really get the sense that this particular energy was not in the residence when you first got there, that this energy came afterwards because it was not always like this where you live now. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
And this also, this energy causes some disruption in the household, like disagreements, miscommunications, misunderstanding, misspoken words. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I actually see problems in the family unit, almost like no one's comfortable there. It's like people want to go. They don't want to stay. It's affecting your personal relationship as well. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, what do you want to add? I get a sense of this spirit and its origin, but I know you're probably picking something up from the spirit world, Mike. So why don't you take it from here?
Hi, Lauren. You know, the person I have with me is a gentleman in the spirit world. Now, I believe that this gentleman belongs to you a minute, okay, because he makes me feel that I want to link to your dad's side of your family. And as I'm aware of him, he makes me aware that when he passed, it was very sudden, because I believe that he was in this life and then the next minute in the next life, okay? His passing was that quick of when he passed. I do believe, I want to teach you that, you know, he makes me aware of being in his late 60s. I feel 67, 68 of when he passed on to the spirit world. I want to link him like granddad, because I know that's the area he comes around. So your granddad up on your dad's side. Do you understand that he's in the spirit world?
Yeah, but I never knew him.
Okay, that doesn't matter, okay, because he's with us at the moment, okay, and as he's with me at the moment, he tells me that he's been around, and you know this sense that you get of another spirit being there that may be lost or whatever it is that you feel, would I be right in saying that it's making you feel a little uncomfortable at the moment, is that right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually scaring me, it's been scaring me.
Okay, bless you, okay. Because I know that's making you feel uncomfortable, it's making me feel on edge, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you, it's not just sensing them, but you've noticed things around the home. You've noticed noises, bangings, and tappings.
Something actually flew across the room and scared my friend to where she left the night before last.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm seeing, okay? There's all sorts of things that's going on. Now, you know, I know that prayer is a very powerful thing, and I will include you into my prayers tonight, Lauren, because I know that it's hard for you to cope with. It's to the point of where you believe or where you've been thinking it's time to move. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because I know that you've had those thoughts, and you know, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing. What I'm saying to you is, I know that prayer is a very powerful word. Okay, I know that I will include you into my prayers. Sarah will include you into her prayers. I'm sure that everyone in the chat room and everyone listening will include you into them prayers. And I know that I want to say to you that things will start to settle down very soon. Okay, because now it's being recognized. And, you know, I believe it's someone, you know, and I've been into many homes many haunted homes, of what people call haunted. And 9 times out of 10, it's usually someone from the family that wants to be remembered, wants to be recognized. Okay. Do you understand there's a birthday of somebody that's just passed? Sorry, that has passed, have just come around us. There's a birthday of somebody in the spirit world.
My birthday? No, I don't know. My grandma, but she's been passed since I'm about to be 28, and she passed when I was like 15.
Okay.
Birthday, she's a Libra like me.
Okay. See, because I know I want to see you, it's like I just want to be remembered, okay? And as I said, 9 times out of 10, it is usually someone that we would recognize or somebody that would go back in the family that wants to be recognized. I'm not saying that that's the case with yourself, okay? Please don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's normally that way. Now, you know, I just wish that I was a bit closer, that I would come to your home and
right.
do this for you, okay? Because I
right.
that, you know, where it upsets you, where it's getting to a point where you feel enough is enough, you know? I know.
We actually sleep with our light on in the hallway because we're
right.
so scared at night.
Oh, bless you.
Right. Let me jump.
Come to
let
my
me,
home and bless.
Let me jump
yeah.
in here, Lauren, because this is, for lack of a better word, this is an area that I've spent a lot of time working with many people across the world, not just the United States. And if you have a pen and paper, I'm going to give you some things that you can do to help yourself. And then you can always contact me because we're very good at, and I work a lot with the herbs and the blessed waters and the healing waters to help people spiritually cleanse their home. Wherever it came from, however it got there, it does not have any power over you. You need to rebuke it, and you need to understand that if you do these steps, it helps lessen its effect, and then the spirit has to go. It has to go wherever it's meant to be, wherever it came from. So my first step for you to do is I want you to take the 23rd Psalm from the Bible, "The Lord is my shepherd," and I want you to read that Psalm 9 times in a row every day. And try to read it at least one of those times out loud in your house. That is one of the greatest weapons against any type of energy that's not in divine light. The next
okay.
thing that you can most certainly do is you can take some ammonia, white ammonia, and you can put it in some water, and you can mop out your house and put ice in it, a bucket of ice with a bucket of water. So just a lot of ice and a bucket of water with ammonia, and you're going to mop your house, and believe it or not, you go from the back of the house and you mop with this water all the way out the front door and you throw the bucket out. What are we doing?
Even
we're
if
changing.
It's on carpet?
If there's carpet, you mop what you can. And then you take that mop and you squeeze it out really well so it's almost dry, but it still has some moisture on it, and kind of like brush it on the carpet. It's almost symbolic. And that's meant to move the energy. And if you send me an email, if you go to my website, sarahspiritual.com, and it's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com, if you go to my website, I can connect you with some of the products that I make personally. That change, I have a whole website of things that help change and alter energy, whether it's changing a vibration, whether it's reversing energy, whatever it may be, Archangel Michael spray, baths to clean yourself. Sometimes we, our aura field, pick up energy. We're like a lint filter, and we need to kind of clean ourselves off in our environment, and then everything goes back to normal. So what you're going through is very real. It happens regularly. You're not alone. You may think, oh, my God, I'm the freak of the neighborhood. No, these things go on all the time. Some people notice.
I actually talk to my neighbors about
know.
Stuff like this, and I think that they understand. And I had a really
right.
bad a couple that fought all the time in here. I actually had to sage my old apartment a couple times and
right.
to get rid of it.
Just see, there's
apartment
something...
caused nothing but issues with me.
But there are some things that you can do to you know, rather than just sage, there's some things a little stronger that you can do that'll kind of what we call smoke out the place, you know, just like they do in church with frankincense and myrrh. But we have some other items that kind of clean it out. I'll give you a phone number to call. You can call our center at 561-682-0955. And my assistant's name is Jackie, and you can speak with her. And she, you know, just tell her you talked with me on Mike Davies' show this afternoon. And then she and I will put together like a couple of things that you can get so that you can move forward from this. But in the meantime, follow the advice that Spirit gave of reading the 23rd Psalm, because you can't go wrong by praying, as Mike said. And just kind of cleaning up the energy with ice water in a bucket with some ammonia. To just kind of shift that energy and dispel that heaviness. There's a heaviness in there, and it's just accumulated. And it's really it's as Mike will tell you. I mean, we see this all the time, right, Mike? And in the end, it ends up being no big deal. It's just when you're in the middle of it, it may feel like it's a big deal, but you know, this goes on all the time.
And this man that's hanging around, that's from my dad's side. Is there a reason why he's doing, like, does he have anything he needs to say to me? Because I really don't know him, and I have no connection to him, honestly. So I wouldn't understand.
Dad's side, and he links as your granddad, okay, then there is a connection because he is your granddad. And even though that you didn't know him, you know, sometimes our spirit friends just hang around, as we put it, because they want to be there with us. So, you know, to make you feel more comfortable, to try and bring ease to the situation. And I believe that's exactly of what he is there to do, is to bring ease to the situation. So, you know, even though that there's so much going on in your life, you feel that all this things is happening and it's devastating everything, he's there to support you. He's there to hold you up.
He's not the one with all this negative energy and stuff. He's just there to help me. Sure.
No, he's there to help you, okay? And, you know, he's telling me he is helping you and he is going to do his best there around you, okay? Does that help you a little bit, Lauren?
It does. It helps me so much.
Okay, well, you know, please do, you know, go to the archives, Mike Spirit FM, download the copy of your reading. Remember all those things that Sarah did say to you, all the things I've said to you, because it's important. And I know that, you know, things will go from strength to strength, because when we recognize it, when we try and deal with it, that's when sometimes it kind of just disappears. But, you know, remember what I'm saying, prayer is the most powerful thing around. You know, it wouldn't hurt to send some prayers out. Go into where the rooms are, where all this activity is happening, and, you know, mentally, or even say out loud, you know, even out loud is even better. Send prayers out, and send the, you know, this energy to the light, you know, because that's exactly what I do. I know that that'll bring calm feeling back around. And, you know, as I said, download a copy of your reading, and I'm sure that things will go from strength to strength there. Lorena, I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line, Sarah. You know, I'm going to get myself into trouble here because, again, you know, it's one of these names I cannot pronounce. I know I spoke to this lady prior to the show starting, and she told me how to say her name four times, and four times I had it wrong. So I'm going to bring her on, and I'm going to try. It's Savina. Is that right?
Svetlana.
Yeah, Sarah, how useless am I?
Svetlana.
Okay, Svetlana, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I met this guy recently, and I really like him. And we had a date, and we've been friends quite a long time. So I don't know. I happen to really like him, but he's kind of younger than me. So I really feel like a very strong connection with him. Do you see him us being together?
Okay, and may I ask your birth? I don't need the year, just the birth date, please.
December 27th.
Okay. And his birth date?
His birth date? Hold on 1 second. I don't... no, hold on. I'm on Facebook.
Because I see the friendship, as you're looking for that, let me share with you what Spirit is saying. I see the friendship between the two of you. I see the connection. I see mm-hmm. a sense of being very comfortable. You both feel very comfortable. For
yeah.
him, some of the I'm going to use the word difficulty, the challenge mm-hmm. is bridging the gap between the friendship and what comes next. It's almost like there's a hesitancy on his part that he doesn't want to mess up the connection that you already have. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Birthday is July 25th.
July 25th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
7/25. All right. Very good. So there's a hesitancy there to move forward, but it has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with age. You say you're a little bit older than he.
Yeah.
I don't get that age is an issue. I see this very good connection between the two of you. I feel that there's a nice synergy, a nice flow between the two of you. Spirit shows it. There's a great comfortableness. Spirit keeps saying baby steps, because there's something else that he just, I don't want to say came out of, because I don't get the sense of his relationship, but there's something else he just went through, some kind of transition for himself. And this shift within himself, it was like an inner upheaval that he went through. he's not 100% centered in where he needs to be to have a relationship of substance at this time. So Spirit is saying baby steps for you on this. I hope that makes some sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Okay. Well, you know, as I'm making a connection to the spirit world, you know, I do believe I've got something here that links to your mum's side, okay? And I do believe as I've got this communication here, I know that this lady was very frail towards the end of her life. I know that she suffered in her body greatly before she passed.
Yeah, my grandmother.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that she's with us at the moment. Is that your phone ringing there?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Okay. Because I know that I've got her here. She's very frail. I believe that she was, you know, she was certainly the good lady. Your grandmother was always the kind of person that would love to give you good advice. She'd always been there for support. She was always there She was always there for upliftment when it was needed. She says to me that she loved being around the home. She loved being busy around the home. She loved fussing around the home. But I know that, you know, that the life took it. See, and I'm gasping for my breath a little. And I know that's the way she was. She became very short of breath very quickly before she passed. But I know as this frail looking as she comes in, we'll know that she settles her vibration. And, you know, as I'm asking her the question there about this partner, she, you know, I know that Sarah's already said baby steps, you know. And in some way, that's what I want to say. There's no rush. What's the rush for? Because I know that she talks to me here about, you know, that you feel so... committed is the word I'm looking for. You feel so committed that, you know, let's just get it over and done with it. Let's bring the commitment in. Let's race forward. And she says, okay, so do you understand that you feel like that at the moment?
Yeah. I'm like at the age where I want to have true love in my life, and I just want to have that connection.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know, I'm still searching for that myself, you know. But I know that, you know, what's in front of you, that you feel that you have that true love. You feel as if you have that 100% committed in your mind that this is going to be forever, okay? And I know that it's, you know, it's like, let's take our time about this. Let's enjoy what's around us, okay? Let's enjoy this time that we have at the minute before we start racing off into doing anything else, okay? But know that your grandmother is very strong around you. She's very close around you, and you know, just wants me to bring upliftment, wants me to bring encouragement there to you, and she just wants me to, she's settling around your vibration, okay? Does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I know I want to take things slow, but it's just like I haven't heard from this guy, so like I really want to know what's he thinking, you know?
Right. Yeah, and that's understandable, but you do that to yourself, and the way you can balance that out is ask your presence, your I Am presence, to bring divine light and love in your life and divine perfection. And when you ask for that, everything will fall in divine order, and everything will happen as it should. I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show when we were talking about when we run head forward for something and we try to rush through the process and don't allow it to transpire, we mess it up ourselves as human beings. I mean, he could be everything you want and a bag of chips. He could be the real deal. But if he's not in a good place yet, or certain things in the universe have to align themselves, things have to get in order for this connection to really happen, you're gonna miss the boat.
What do you mean?
In other words, you'll force the issue, and then you won't get to see it in its full divine potential, so that you can perhaps have that relationship. Yeah, baby steps, baby steps. But he's a nice man. He's a very loyal, good man. He spends a lot of time in his head. He's a thinker. But, you know, if you're getting messages from the other side from a loved one saying slow down, and Spirit is saying slow down, just chill.
Okay.
And all's going to be as it should be.
You know, there's a great saying I say here in the UK, and it's probably said all over the world, you know, but Rome wasn't built in a day.
Somebody just told me this today.
Sorry?
Yeah. Somebody told you the same thing. Yeah. Wonder why that is.
Okay. The Spirit inspires us to say the right words at the right time, don't they, you know? And that's something that I always say, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Let's just take our time, enjoy what's around us, and, you know, go with what we have, okay? I believe that you do have something special. It will come to fruition, but, you know, don't force it, because when you force it, then that's when... See, you know, again, what Sarah's saying is absolutely perfect, because, see, when you force something that's not meant to be there just yet, we end up pushing it away, okay? And, you know, I know that you're so eager to find that right person, the right man, the right everything in your life to bring balance, to restore order in your life. You know, that you're so desperate for that. And, you know, when we force it, then we kind of force it away rather than bring it closer.
Right. And remember this, that love knows no boundaries, no borders of states nor countries. It is timeless. It is seamless. It does not know age. It does not even understand human beauty. Love is love that is meant to be, that is true love, will find its way where it must and should be without any hesitation if we simply allow it. It's we who get in the way. But love has no stipulation on time, no age difference, no boundary of state, nor city, nor country. So just always tell yourself that when you get anxious, and all our listeners, if you feel anxious about something, just know that love is always the answer. You just need to let everything else work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, a lot.
Well,
yeah.
Download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Have
Bye
a
now.
Blessed day.
Bye. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay, Sarah, I think it's about time that we had another song. Now, again, I want you to choose it. Now, the letters this time, it's going to be A. It's going to be W.
Mm-hmm.
Or J. A, W, J.
Okay, Spirit says J. We're going with the J.
You know, Sarah, I've played this many times. I know I played this last time you was on.
Oh, really?
And it's a song that means so much because it ties in with that last message. It ties in with everything that we were saying in the beginning. So let me just press this and we'll chat about it after.
All right, perfect.
I see her in a smoky room.
You know, Sarah, I want to say thank you there for choosing that song. That's one of my favorite songs, you know, I must say. And, you know, it does tie in Don't Stop Believing, and that's something that, you know, I didn't stop believing, and I'm sure that our last caller shouldn't stop believing. So thank you, Sarah, for choosing that one.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Sandy there with us. Hi, Sandy, are you there with us? Sandy?
Hello?
Hi, Sandy. We're just going to pop you back on hold then. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Sandy?
First of all, I just want to say I'm really enjoying your show and your music.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, Journey happens to be also, especially that song, one of my favorites. So it's really cool.
Wonderful. You know, and it's a song that means so much to me. It really is. And some
yeah,
people...
it's a song about not giving up, you know, that there's always hope, and it's very optimistic. And people, you know, tend to give up in life sometimes very easily.
You know, when I and it's turned up full, and the kids go to me, oh, Dad, really? And I go, yeah, really? I like it. You know? And it's quite funny, but there we are.
So. Yeah. I wanted to ask a question about, you know, what my guys or angels, you know, were picking up as far as my present job.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mike, you want me to start with this?
Yes, please.
Okay. Interesting. Before you said job, you know, Spirit came in and talked about career. And they talked about finding, Sandy, your passion, that
mm-hmm.
you're working, but you're not necessarily working with passion. Does this make sense to you? Because I see a shift coming for you. I do see a shift. I see a change. It's time for change. It's time for change. It's time for you to, I really want to say move up, accelerate, expand, move yourself
okay.
up. There's a better level coming for you, but something that's going to elicit, pull within you this passion, this desire, something that you haven't experienced yet. When is your birth month, please, and your birthday?
It is 2/15.
Okay.
February 15.
Okay. There's something else you need to accomplish, and it seems to have a tie to your spiritual connection, because you're very spiritually, I'm going to use the word connected, and you
mm-hmm.
work and you talk with your angels and your spirits, but you're a healer, and it's time to go to the next level. There's something else that you have to do. There's work and career, but then there's the fulfillment of your destiny, and that's really what
mm-hmm.
Spirit is saying. It's time to step into your destiny. It's not about a work or a job or a career, because I see that all changing for you.
Okay.
I really do. I feel there's something else coming for you that's going to take you more on the way of a master, the way of a spiritual person. There's something coming for you that's going to bring out the healer. Archangel Raphael stands before me and shows me that the healing energy that channels through you and is going to impact and affect other people. Do you have a desire to heal and help people, Sandy?
I mean, when everyone asks me for advice, you know, I try to help, but I never really said anything, and I'm more in the technology field, and I do software testing, and I do work with people.
Right.
And I went to school
right.
for that, and I went to school long years, and it was difficult because I'm from another country, and whatever degree I had there wasn't the same thing. I had to start over from scratch. Everything I did,
right.
it was twice as hard for me because I had to go back to
university
here.
But I just, I am seeing change. I mean, you are going to move up, but it's a job. And you may be passionate about your job from a work perspective, but there are people
mm-hmm.
in your family that are healers, that are spiritually connected, they're spiritually gifted. There are people, you come from a heritage of people who carry that
right.
energy, that prayerful energy. And you were born in that lineage. You made that karmic connection to this family before you came to this earth because you
mm-hmm.
are meant to be a healer. You're meant, so you may be helping people by giving them good advice and listening, but now it's time for you to step into your purpose. And you're going to notice a transition for yourself in the next 2 years where you're finding yourself having more and more people coming to you for help, more and more people seeking out your advice, but also more opportunities for you to learn different modalities of healing and find your niche. there is someone in your family, and I'm sure Mike is going to pull them up, who actually was a gifted spiritual being or healer. There's someone on the other side who speaks of that to me. So it's very strong connection for you. So you may have a job and career you will move up, but it's a job. Spirit says you're in the physical world, and they want you to be more in the etheric world, the spiritual energies. I hope that makes sense to you.
Right, but the change that you're seeing come in, is it at my present job or is it somewhere else?
Bear with me. Let me just check and see. Spirit wants you to look for advancement at your job, but I just don't feel that there's enough room for you to grow for your level
of
expertise.
It's just that,
make sense?
It's just that I'm there a little over a year. At my other job, I was a long time, and for XYZ reasons, I stayed here, and I was finishing school and whatnot, and I just didn't want to take the first thing that came along just to get out of there. So I've had bumps and bruises here, and I didn't want to be job hopping. I think a little over a year, I don't know if it's long enough, but I didn't want to leave until I got something solid, or just leave and not have a job. So.
Well, remember, you've put it out there to the energy field, and if you talk to your spirit guides and your angels and you say, bring to me the opportunity that's for my divine good, it's going to be brought to you, and there's no worries. No one says you have to leave, but I see a ceiling where you are, and it does not allow you to grow, and that's a change that has to be made. But it'll be made in due time, in that time that is best for you. So there are no worries there. You need to promote at least two levels, is what they're telling me. You're underpaid, overworked, and you're not where you should be. That is in the physical world. And in the spiritual world, as you begin to morph and you make this change and you speak to spirit on a regular basis and you wait for those clues and those answers, you're going to find that those responses are going to come to you more smoothly, more quickly, and magically you're going to go from where you are now to where you should be, on a spiritual level as well as a physical. I need to pay my worldly expenses. So it is all going to be fine. And they're giving me 6 months. In 6 months, the shift will happen for you in the physical world of your job, in 6 months.
So in 6 months, maybe I'll move up the ladder where I'm at or something like that?
Right. Or have another job where there's room to grow. Because I don't know that there's a spot for you where you currently are. I don't see anybody leaving.
Right.
There's a ceiling there. There's nowhere for you to go. So sometimes spirit will take you out of there, okay?
Because also what's happening is that I don't know what's going on, but there is a female worker, and I just feel that she doesn't have a very good attitude. I don't think she really likes me. I never done anything to her, but she's always on the defensive side, and I don't know if she's trying to make me quit or. I just work with her, but I don't like to ask her any questions
Right, because you don't feel that you can trust. Right, you don't feel you can trust her responses
and that it may not
be right.
She got upset on Friday because of the way, and it was not spoken, it was just typed, because we communicate by chat. How I said something, and she kind of burst it out. And I'm like, whoa, and I didn't mean anything. And maybe by chat, things didn't come out right. So I'm like, I'm going to have to change. Even be very careful with her, because I don't know if she's just having a bad day or if she has to get me. I don't know. I just feel
Sandy,
she's very insecure also. Uh-huh.
Sandy, that's her energy, and you don't need to own her energy. Surround yourself with a white light of protection. Send her love and blessings. Ask Archangel Michael to stand beside you in divine protection. All of your angels, your spirit guides, your ancestors of light. And let her have her time. Now your spirit guide made you aware. You know what? She has her issues. Let her be. You speak and stay in the light and do not allow her to even impact you. The minute her energy ruffles your vibration, she's already bringing you down. No need to do that. Let her be and you'll be fine. Mike, I know you have something to add. I can feel you just kind of reaching up there. Go ahead, Mike.
Bursting at the seams here is the...
I know. You're bursting at the seams. I can feel it.
Okay. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Okay. Now, see, I know that as Sarah was speaking there, I had several people that was trying to speak to me there that I believe that belongs to yourself. Now, I want to talk to you of someone that I'm aware of here that makes me aware that she's quite a... this is a lady, first of all. She's quite rounded in her features. Very much a rounded lady before she passes on to the spirit world. I know that she's quite a, as I said, quite rounded, quite cuddly, is the word I want to use here with her. I know that you have kept her hair particularly nice because she just keeps fussing. There's not a lot of my hair left, but she keeps fussing with mine. And I believe this is how she comes forward, that you would love to fuss with her hair. I know that it was, whether it would be, what's it called, permed, because it's curly, but I know that she keeps fussing with her hair as she links there with you. I know that she spent...
What message do you have from her?
Well, let's try and establish who she is first, okay? I know that she's a lady that would link closely there with you, okay? I want to link it to your mum's side of your family. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
who she is?
Yeah, you can keep going. I think I have an idea.
Okay. She makes me aware that she was very much confined and restricted towards the end of her life, because I know that her movements were very restricted before she passes. Now, as I said, I know that she links to mum's side. I believe I want to link it to your grandmother. Does that make sense to you, Sandy?
Yes.
Bless her heart, because she's with me, okay? And as she's with me, she says to me that, you know, that you need to hold your head up high, okay? Now, I know that you've already touched upon with Sarah there, particularly about your job, and, you know, and it makes you feel as if you're, you know, what's the point? Because I know that's what she makes her way to say to you. What's the point? Because I know that's where you are. Why am I bothering? Why do I try so hard and I get nothing back? And I feel as if I want to place it like as if, you know, that you do try. You do try your best, you know, and there's not a day goes by that, you know, that you don't think, well, today is going to be a better day. But, you know, every day seems to get worse and worse, and you feel worse every day, particularly to do with this condition in your life. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in a way, I just, it's like, you know, I feel sort of, with two people in particular, and alienated my job, but, and like I said, I've not given up, I'm not going to leave, and some days I'm very happy when I leave, and some days I work from home, and I'm happy when I don't have to go in the office, you know, so.
Except. Because I know that I want to say that you know that in your environment of your work, I know that you're quite content with the work, okay, if I can put it that way, that you're quite happy with the work. It's just the environment sometimes that we have to go into. Now, I know that the
right.
thing says to me here, okay, about being strong, because that's the way she was in this life. She was a very strong lady in her character ways. I know that she was the kind of person that your grandmother was. Well, she, whatever she had to say, out it would come, please, or offend. And that's what she wants me to place in your life, okay? She says to me here about, you know, I'd say that quite rightly said, you know, let them carry on. Do what they want, you know, because if you allow it to affect you, then it will. If you accept that negativity, then that's what's going to be around you. Emanate positivity. Okay, because then that's what it's going to be, is positive around your vibration. And I feel so much that's what I need to say to you. Send the positive thoughts out, and that's what will come back to you. Okay, and that's what your grandmother wants me to say. Be positive in your mind, and you will go forward with it. Does that help you?
Right. Yeah, actually, I think the person you're picking up with is not my grandmother, but my mother, because she had curly hair, very strong curly hair.
Ah, right. Okay, that's fine. But I know that I know that you could have always turned to her for support. You could have always turned to her for help. Why does she keep giving me like problems with is it like if I got a major headache? I don't know if there's like
headache? She's giving you problems with headache?
It most definitely is. Like as if my head is ready to explode. I don't know whether she's
because
suffering.
she died of an aneurysm.
Ah, perfect. Okay. See, because I know that's what she brings forward. Because I know that, see, the minute you say this, it's not your grandmother, maybe your mum, I'm seeing like, come on, I need some more evidence to back this up. And I know that's the first thing she gives me is this headache. And, you know, almost as if the pain is becoming so unbearable that, you know, that's what I'm feeling there with her. Now, she says to me that she's been so close to you of late. She's been around
you.
She's been around you quite a lot of late. She's been around your vibration, okay? She talks to me about she's been with you of an evening time. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you found yourself being awake of a night time? Is that right?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I should go to bed earlier and like on a work night, but sometimes I just, you know, I go to bed at midnight and believe it or not, I'm up at 5. So
okay.
Sometimes I don't sleep a lot, you know. The weekends I sleep more.
You sound as if you've got a life like mine, I must be honest there with you. But, you know, she talks to me here about, you know, she's with you mostly at evening times of when you're trying to settle. And she says to me, it's sometimes it's so hard because your mind works overtime, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's she talks to me about your eating pattern. You're not eating properly then, is that right?
Well, I try. Like I said, I've been sick with an unexpected flu, very strange one that I got, and I haven't been sick for years.
Okay.
And that turned on my appetite and gradually I'm building it up again. But I try to put in at least my three meals. Do I eat a lot sometimes? No, very rarely. Maybe at dinner time mostly.
Okay, see, so your mum knows you, doesn't she? She's been around your vibration because she talks to me about your eating pattern. It's and we need to try and reintroduce things, okay? And I know that as she talks about reintroducing, now, you know, I can't tell you what to do. I'm not a doctor. I cannot prescribe mm-hmm. anything. And, you know, particularly you're on the Mike Spirit FM network, you know, we do not agree with prescribing or diagnosing anything because we're not...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I will say that to you that of what I am aware of is when you introduce things in, take it in you know, say that the perfect words earlier on with another reading, baby steps, okay? And that's what I want to bring in front of you, baby steps, one step at a time. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Sandy, I hope that helps you, okay?
Sure.
And, you know, as I always say, you know, please do download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Sarah, I know that we're going to have another music break because we have literally got 25 minutes left of the show. And, you know, I want to get another song in. And, you know, I want you to choose this, either A or W.
W.
Okay. I was so hoping you were going to pick W. I really was. Now, again, I know the singer because it says the word, but I don't know which song, and I'm sure, you know, when we hear this lady's voice, I know that you know her very well in the USA as well as we know her in the UK. I'm sure that it's going to emanate so much power the minute she opens her voice there.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
of all you dreamed of, and I wish in you joy and happiness, but above all,
voice there.
Absolutely
amazing. And you know, see, every time I listen to a song with such power in it, you know, it kind of makes me tingle all over. It really does, you know. And you know, I know then the spirit draws so close with me. It's unbelievable, you know, the power that emanates from her voice. It's perfect. It really is. You know, I will say again now, Sarah, let's have all that information again about my trip to West Palm Beach, and then I'll give the information about the trip to, well, same place, well, different place,
different city, different county. You're going to be here in West Palm Beach at the Expedito Enlightenment Center on the 29th of September to be our special guest at our Archangel Michael celebration, as we honor the angel and all the angels for their assistance. And you'll be broadcasting live on W4CY.com from 5:30 Eastern Time here in the United States to about 8:30 p.m. And that will be so exciting. We'll be broadcasting. We'll be on air for a bit. Then other people will be on. They'll be mingling around. There'll be music. There'll be fun. There'll be children singing. A fabulous event, open to the public. People come in your cars, get here, fly here. We have people coming from North Carolina. We actually, Mike, have some people who are coming from New Hampshire just to see you. So people are coming from all over for this great event, and it is open to the public. The more, the merrier. And then you, Mike, will be hosting a gallery here at the Expedito Enlightenment Center on Friday night at 7:30 p.m. here live at the center, an open gallery for messages from the other side, from the heavens, from our loved ones, heartfelt messages that you will share with the audience, whomever will come through and give the messages through you. You will be the conduit and the humble servant and messenger at that time. And then on Saturday, October 6th, all day from about 11 a.m. to about 5:30 p.m., you have slots available for people to come and sit with you for a one-on-one appointment. And the registration can be done online at sarahspiritual.com to let us know you're interested, and then my assistant Jackie will work out the time slot, or anyone local who would like to come to meet with you, they can simply call us at 561-682-0955, and my assistant Jackie will be managing your schedule for that day, October 6th, for the personal one-on-one sessions with you, and also managing our schedule for the gallery. We have some people who have already registered for our galleries, so we have a gallery on the 5th where you're doing a solo, your personal readings October 6th, and then on October 7th, you and I on a Sunday afternoon are going to be hosting a duo gallery similar to what we're doing here live. We're going to be sharing messages from the other side and from spirit so that we'll give everyone a full picture of everything that's going on with them, whoever receives messages. And that's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. And all of these events we have made wonderfully affordable. It's only $40 if you prepay for either one of the galleries or $45 at the door. And if someone would like a one-on-one session with you, Mike, it's only $65 for a half-hour session with you connecting to their loved ones on the other side. So we have not only cleared space in time here in our center so that you can share with everyone. We have all, because we are of service, you are of service, Mike, we want to make this very affordable so that people can partake in this and get the comfort and the connection of the spirit world in their day-to-day life.
Oh, you know, that absolutely perfect. It really is. You know, and you know, it's touching to know that people are going to actually be flying down on the 29th to meet me and to be a part of the celebration. You know, I got to be careful as I'll start, you know, getting all emotional. Yeah, I'm not going to do that live on air. You know, it thrills me. It really does. You know, you wouldn't believe of how much excitement that's within me, ready for it. As I say, I've been packing my case today, checking all of the flights, the passports, and everything else. Everything is all in order. You know, I've checked it and checked it and checked it. Everything's all in order. And, you know, it's so exciting because it is literally kind of 3 days, and I will be there. You know, 3 days I will be in Orlando, ready to make that journey down to West Palm Beach. And you know, whilst I am in Orlando, you know, I will be meeting up with the wonderful Cara, who is in Orlando. I know that I need to hook you up with Cara, and Cara may come down with us for one of the events, definitely. And I know that Cara, bless her heart, she's put on an event herself. And, you know, all that information there that you, Sarah, was just saying about where I'm going to be, the times and everything else is all on my Facebook page. All the events that are going to be in Orlando is on my Facebook page. Everything is all there. Mike Davis Medium. Come on over to SarahSpiritual.com and get all the information. And, you know, I look forward, dearly look forward to meeting everyone. And please, I will say, come and say hi to me, you know, because, you know, it's always a pleasure to meet people. It's always a pleasure to meet listeners. And, you know, this happened not so long ago, Sarah. I was at an event with some mediums here in the UK, and there was a lady called Lynn. She asked at the door, "I want to meet Mike Davis." And I arrived a little bit later than scheduled, but, you know, I got there in plenty of time. And on the door, they said, "There's a lady that wants to meet you." And I said, "Well, go and get her, quick, go and get her." And, you know, this lady, Lynn, you know, we've been friends on Facebook for a very long time. And she came up and she met me. We had photos taken together. It was absolutely perfect. And, you know, Lynn, and I will mention quickly here about Lynn. Again, go to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium. Lynn, I'm not going to say too much, but Lynn is campaigning at the moment for people to sign an e-petition because the government here in the UK sees it fit to assess mentally health patients. And Sarah, as you can imagine, if you have mental health issues, you know, even going out the front door, it's a massive challenge. And can you imagine if you had to go and sit in front of a board of doctors and so on there for them to assess to see if you're ill enough to qualify for their disability allowance? I think it's terrible. It's you know, the words I would like to use, I can't, you know, but it's appalling. You know, that the mental health has to go through that. I know that, you know, I know that I haven't got somebody that suffers with mental health, but I know I've got people in my family that suffers with other conditions, which I know that the government is doing this about. So please, please, please go to my Facebook page. There's a link there to sign this e-petition. It only takes seconds. I've done it myself. So I will appeal to everyone from the bottom of my heart. Please, please, please sign this e-petition. It's so important. And, you know, if people only realized what these poor souls have to go through each and every day, then, you know, signing it would be no problem whatsoever. So, you know, I do appeal to everyone to sign that e-petition. And, you know, I will say as well this year, you know, Norway trip is coming along on the 10th of November. So, you know, I'll be unpacking my case from visiting New Sarah and then repacking it again to go and visit Brifte over in Norway, which is going to be so exciting, you know. I remember saying to Brifte there about, will we be going up to North by any chance? And she said, North? Why do you want to go to North for? And I don't know, Sarah, if you've heard of the Northern Lights. Have you heard of the Northern Lights?
Of course, I have, yes.
And I was hinting, you know, about the Northern Lights. I want to go and see the Northern Lights. And I was whispering this to myself. And I said, yeah, well, it would be so nice to go and see the Northern Lights, because this has been something that I've been planning. You know, even if I just got to jump on a plane and go there myself, I will, just to have a chance, maybe, because nothing's a guarantee, maybe to see this Northern Lights. And I said to Gwyn, I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could actually do a demonstration there? And he said, leave it with me, I'll see what I can sort out. And nothing came of it. And I was like, oh, you know, Spirit, please, I would love to go and see these Northern Lights. I'd love to do a demonstration there. And all of a sudden, Brifte come live on air. And then we spoke on Facebook, as I said, spoke on Skype. And then the invitation was there, absolutely perfect. And you know what Brifte said to me was, well, sometimes you can see the Northern Lights down here in the south. I was like, oh, Spirit of my prayers, all together. You know, it's absolutely amazing. You know, and even my daughter said to me today, she said, Dad, are you excited? I said, well, of course. She said, but it's always been a dream of yours to go to the USA. She said, you know, I know that you've worked for the Spirit for 19 years. She said, even though I've only been here 17 now. You know, I think she was hinting, you know, it's my birthday yesterday, Dad, I'm 17, you know, I think she was hinting there. She said, even though I've only been here 17 years, I know that it's always been a dream of yours to go to America. And I said, you know, and thanks to the Spirit, they're making my dreams come true. And thanks to you, Sarah, and thanks to Paul for introducing us to each other. so, yeah, sarahspiritual.com, that's the website they can get hold of you.
Yes, that's correct.
And Cara, she's in our chat room at the moment, Strange Days Indeed Radio. That's Cara. And please, you know, if you want tickets, I will suggest, you know, because I know tickets go very quick, Sarah, and you know, it does lead some people to disappointment. But, you know, get in there quick, get your tickets booked. And obviously, it's a reduced price if you book them early. So please do that, and I'm sure that it will be perfect there for you. Now, I know that we're going to go to one last caller, because I know that our time is just ticking away so fast, you see. You know, and that's the way I feel, that time is ticking so fast. I'm going to be on that plane now. That's the way I feel. You know, I can't wait for that to happen. I got one more day left in work. I'm going to go to work tomorrow morning, and, you know, then I know that flight will be there. I will say at this stage to all our listeners, and I will apologize to all our listeners, because normally, Sarah, I would be on another show straight after the show. Me and another great host here on Mike Spirit FM is Nick Humphreys. We usually do another show, which I'm not going to say the other name of the show. Well, I can, because I can. Spiritual Journey Radio. Me or Nick will no longer be a part or going on to the round table on a Sunday. So the only place that you're going to get hold of me and Nick is right here on Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, you can call up, you can have your readings with us. You can have a private reading with us. Come onto the website at Mike Spirit FM. There's a button that says private readings. Click that and it'll take you right way through step by step how you can obtain readings. But Sarah, let's go to the next caller. I know that we have Nathaniel on hold there. Nathaniel, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from sunny Southern California in Orange County.
Absolutely wonderful. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'm looking for a little direction right now. I'm thinking I have to move out of my house by Friday. So I've got a storage shed across the thing, but I'm not exactly certain where I'm going. I may be staying in my car or there's a girl that will let me move in, but I'm not exactly sure that she's having surgery on the 26th, but I'm not exactly sure. I applied to a couple of ads in Craigslist.
Right. So you're a little betwixt and between at this moment. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know if I've just got to let go first. Maybe it's just letting go and get out of the house is, you know.
Yeah. I'm very strongly getting that you have to let go. If you stay with this person who has offered to let you stay in her house, Spirit shows it as being very short, very temporary, very short. Just a few weeks. I don't see it as a very long-term thing. It's something that you can do. Of course, you know, it's a very difficult thing when we don't know where our next roof of our head is going to be. And many people have been in that predicament for many reasons. But Spirit does show a permanent residence coming for you in a short time. Short time, the way Spirit shows it to me, is less than 6 weeks, but it's really closer to 3 or 4 weeks. So it's like you have to kind of juggle a little bit for a temporary time. And if you can strike a deal with this individual who's having surgery to be there for a period of time, and Spirit is very clear that it's short, I see that it'll be an okay connection, but I just don't feel it being comfortable for you to stay. It's just you're two totally different people. I just don't see the flow working well for it to be a like a roommate situation or something, but there is something coming for you in a very short time. So, yes, patience. This is the quintessential example of trusting, stepping out in faith and knowing that all your needs will be met in divine time in the divine way, and you are being tested. I just have to let you know that. You know, you have been up and you have come down a bit, but Spirit shows me that there's been an amazing transformation for you, almost like a rebirthing and a remaking of you, the inner you, over the past year. So I sincerely hope that what I've said is makes sense to you and is of value and help to you.
Well, splendid. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you, Nathaniel. I know that we've spoken a few times. You know, I'm sure that, you know, things will sort themselves out very soon for you. I know that's not from Spirit. That's from me. You know, I do feel it's good. And, you know, all will be well there with you. So, you know, I'll say thank you for calling in.
All right.
And please, you know, download a copy of that in your archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right. God bless you, Nathaniel.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. I want to bring on a special person here. That's another we've spoken lots about Cara tonight, but I want to introduce you to Cara, so I'm going to bring her into the call, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can bring her in this way, because I know that Cara is frantically typing away here to me. So let's see if Cara does pick up the phone just for the last few minutes of the show. You know, it's like calling out, Cara, answer the phone. Cara, okay. Answer the phone.
Cara, this is your conscience calling you. Cara.
I'm sure that she will in just a few seconds. Hi, Cara. Hi, Cara. You know, I think, Sarah, maybe you do that conscience thing again, because Cara might then just be able to hear us.
Hear us, yeah. Yeah, I think she's having technical difficulties over there.
You know,
Hello.
Hello, Cara.
Hello.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Cara. And Cara, I want to introduce you to Sarah. Sarah, Cara.
Hello.
Hi, Cara. How are you?
You know, I don't think Cara can hear us.
She can't hear us, no. Mm-hmm. But we hear her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let me just see if I can do that. I'll then bring Cara back in and let's see if that works any other way. But, you know, I will say to all our listeners, you know, I do apologize for all those people who are still online. Oh, there's plenty still online today that we could be doing readings, but we have just
Hello. Four
minutes. Hi, Cara. Can you hear us now?
Hello.
Cara.
Sarah, you can tell it's a live show, can't you?
You know, I can't really hear you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call back in on my home phone real quick.
Okay, Cara.
All right.
So I...
okay.
All right, so we lost her. By the time she calls back in, we may be off air. But yes, we have many callers that are on hold. But you know what I often find, Mike, and I'm sure you've heard this from many of your listeners, is that even though people do not either pick up the phone or their call doesn't get chosen because they're on hold and they're in the queue, many people have shared that the message we give someone else actually answers their question or speaks to their heart or sheds some light on a personal situation they're going through. So, you know, I always find that whether we get everyone's call in or not, we really are answering many questions on many levels for many individuals across the world.
Most definitely. You know, it's always a pleasure to do that. I know Cara has just joined us. Hi, Cara.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You know, I wasn't ready when my headset wasn't plugged into my computer and it was a tangled mess. So I'm sure the listeners would be laughing if they knew how I was busy trying to rework all of the cords very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and I can just imagine, Sarah, that Cara was there fiddling around with all the cords trying to get them right. But Cara, you know, I brought you on because, first of all, I wanted to introduce you to the wonderful Sarah, and Sarah introduce you to the wonderful Cara. You know, I've had such a pleasure in speaking to the both of you the last few months. And, you know, it's going to be such a pleasure to actually meet you in person. And, you know, I want to thank the two of you dearly from the bottom of my heart for putting these evenings on. And just once again, just ask you for all the details in turn, obviously, of where they'll be able to come and see me live, come and watch me live, and come and meet me. And, you know, to me, Sarah and Cara, that's the most important, to come and meet me, because I love meeting people.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. Well, Sarah, I know that the show's ending, so I'll try and talk quickly. But I want to say that I can't wait to meet you. And I remember the first time you were on Mike Davies. And I'm just very excited to finally meet him. He was the last person who read my mother when she was alive on air. And then he was the first person to read from her from the spirit world. So it'll always be a special connection.
Oh.
But if anybody does want to come join us for the Orlando event, it will be Tuesday, October 9th. It will be from 7 p.m. to 9 at Community Spiritual Center. It's also called Community 729. If you go to strangedaysindeed.com or Mike Davies' Facebook page, you'll get the details and the links to purchase tickets to the event.
Thank you, Vivian.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. That sounds very exciting. And, you know, when you mentioned, Cara, your mom, I just got covered in such chills. I was like, oh, God, now she's here at the center in West Palm Beach. This woman sure gets around, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness, that was such a great connection. She's so strongly with you. It's just, you just brought her right in.
Oh, she is such a big part of the show. And I'll tell you that when we booked the venue for Orlando, one of my fellow medium friends called me, and I was actually on the phone with Mike Davies at the time, but she said, your mom just appeared in my shower. She said she came here and she said, I'm so proud of Cara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that we'll pick up on this conversation once we all meet together. But Sarah, one last time, do you want to give us your website details where people will be able to get all that information, where they can meet me?
Yes, absolutely. We can go to sarahspiritual.com. That's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. Or you can simply call the center at 561-682-0955, and we can register you right then and there. The party is the 29th of September. Mike Private Gallery is October 5th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have a private sessions with Mike on October 6th all day, which is a Saturday, and a duo event gallery from 4 to 6 p.m. with myself and you, Mike, on October 7th, all reasonably priced, and we welcome you all.
You know, girls, I'm getting quite emotional as the two of you are saying this, you know, because it's such an honor. I can't wait to come over. I can't wait to meet you. And, you know, I can't wait to be blessed to be working with Spirit. Again, thank you very much. And, you know, I'll meet up with you in just a few days.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike, for having us.
Okay. Well, I want. Sorry, Cara, go on.
I said we look forward to seeing you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and, you know, I'm looking forward to that myself. But, you know, I know that we've come to the end of the show, so I'll say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Hello and welcome. Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.